Welcome to day five of our energy work meditation channeling sessions together. Glad to have you here. Please close your eyes. Let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but full. Please notice where there may be tension in your body that you may have picked up today or the last few days. And decide that during our time together today, it's okay to let it go. Also, please decide that you are willing during our time together today to let go or surrender the energies of other people that you may have carried today or picked up, that you may have carried for a long time. Decide that you are willing. Because you cannot possibly use the energies of other people to tell you who you are, even if you care about them and they care about you. Carrying their energies is never healthy for you. Now we're going to focus on breath for a moment, longer than we usually do. So I want you to decide right now that in this moment, everything's fine, and you are safe. And I'd like for you to decide that it is safe for you to breathe fully into your body, to inhale fully. Now, next, please decide that whatever it is that may exist in your life, whether personal or professional, that keeps you from fully inhaling, meaning something that you don't like, something uncomfortable, unhealthy, something that makes you feel unsafe or uneasy. Decide that whatever it is that keeps you from inhaling fully and deeply all the time, that you are willing to do what it takes to change it. What we want for you is to train you to be breathing deeply, and then to someday during these calls together in your meditation practice, then someday you catch yourself out of meditation, breathing just as deeply with just as much calm, openness as we attempt to inspire you to cultivate while we're on these calls together. So decide that whatever it is that leaves you anxious, that makes you feel unsafe, or unable, or unwilling to relax, please decide that you are willing to do what it takes to change this situation. Thank you. Now, I would like for you to invite your spirit guidance team in, whether you know who they are or not, whether you actively work with them or not. I want you to decide that you are open to receiving their support and guidance and wisdom today during our time together, but also in general, all the time. Say that you are willing to receive their insight, even if you must learn how they communicate with you. For some, it's through dreams, others, synchronicities, intuitions, connecting dots in the mind, all kinds of ways that guides communicate with you. Nudges, hints. I always go left here. Today I need to go right. I don't know why. Trusting that is trusting guidance. So, welcome them in. Thank them in advance for all they do. And now, please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth and begin breathing the energy of the earth up into your body. Fully and deeply, yet relaxed. Realize that the earth is a soul, just like you, but has a particular job, function. The earth is a part of divine consciousness that serves to ground you and help you remember who you are, which is an energetic being with a body, living through a body. You are not a mind with a pesky body. You are not a body with an amazing mind. You are an energetic being. You are a portion of divine consciousness, which is soul, living temporarily as a human. The more you connect to the earth, the more your energy field slows as your center of consciousness, gravity, so to speak, lowers from being in your brain into your whole body. This is what we endeavor to train you to do. So as you breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body, thank the earth for constantly being available to you for all the days that you live on the planet. Realize that when you're stressed or have a dilemma or don't know what to do or are confused, or when you have pain, don't know how to process an emotion, grounding to the earth in this way will help. It will lower your center of gravity. Your brain does not know how to do everything, but your instincts, your wisdom, your guides, yeah, you can figure a lot of things out. Your inner wisdom. Breathing this energy of the earth fully up in your body for the duration of the call, decide once again that in this moment, everything is fine and you are safe. Decide that you are willing now to shed down through the cords into the earth tension and stress that have come up today or the last few days. Decide you don't need tension and stress to attempt to tell you who you are. They cannot do it. It doesn't work. It's not real. It's not true. And send those things down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving that those energies. Never be worried about sending excess energies to the earth. The earth can handle everything. The earth is ready to take anything from you you don't know what to do with, even if what you think is negative. Now please decide that you are no longer willing to carry the energies of other people, that you are willing to carry your own energies and clean things up in your life, even with existing and continuing relationships, but especially with past relationships. You are no longer willing to carry the energies of others from your past or your present. Gather those energies in the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving them. And now we ask you to decide that you are willing to relax enough to let the vibration coming through the channel's voice affect you in positive ways. Also, please, if you are willing, please decide that you are willing to receive energy work from us today. Metatron, Jehudi, and the channel Tom, working in tandem, in synchronicity. For those of you who have said yes, we're beginning to send a field to you. Always we begin with the root chakra. Please decide once again that you are safe. This strengthens the root chakra. As the channel was teaching a class on intuition yesterday, and he was teaching some meditation techniques, and one of the people said, "So I'm supposed to move away from my roots, the people I came from. This is the root chakra, clan, culture, family, past." And the answer is yes, you are to move away from it, but that doesn't mean you need to leave a hole in your root chakra. You need to decide that you are safe and recognize that you are supported, and this strengthens the first chakra. So you are inventing your own foundation now. So please decide that you are no longer willing to define yourself in terms of the people and places you come from, if it doesn't serve you. Decide that you are willing to create community in the ways that work best for you. Realize that your immunity on every level has to do with what's going on in your root chakra. Do you feel safe? Well, we ask you to decide daily that you are safe. Not that you feel safe or you might be safe, but to turn your divine will, which is the power of the divine consciousness, to create safety from within. This radiates outward. When you make the decision, this is why we don't say, Well, try to figure out if you think you feel safe. No, decide that you are safe. Do this daily, and it will become true, regardless of what you may have been experiencing thus far. Asserting that, we have a shorthand for every chakra. This is the first chakra shorthand. But asserting that on a daily basis strengthens your own foundation. When your foundation is clear, and as you strengthen it, things that don't belong there get cleared out, or do everything they can to leave your field, like old beliefs and old painful memories. Do everything they can to leave. Because you are asserting this powerful statement, I am safe. And the more you do that, it raises your vibration. Just as with every affirmation we ask you to repeat, every decision we ask you to make. And what cannot match that empowered, accepted, loving frequency, that confidence, must begin to burn away or melt or leave. This is the secret, so to speak, of everything we do with you. So decide once again that you are always safe. Decide that you are willing to find out that you are and have always been supported by guides, your body, the earth, life, your loved ones, even if things have been rocky at times, beings such as ourselves, people such as the channel. Decide that you are willing to see all that is in your life and comes to you as helpful, as life. All other beings, so to speak, conspiring to show you what is out of balance in your field. Because all that comes to you is a manifestation of what you are vibrating. When you accept this truth, your life will change for the better drastically overnight. So please decide that you are willing to see all that is in your life as helpful. As a challenge sometimes, but to help you learn to make the right choices and to learn over the long term to go from making choices based in fear into making choices based in love. This is the human mission for everybody. To wonder if you are safe. This is a fear-based wondering. To making a loving decision. Yes, I am safe. Things are fine. This is not to ignore the painful things that happen in life, but beyond those things, these things that come and go, you can decide that everything's okay. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, thanking the earth for always being available, thanking your guides for always trying to get through to you. They can only get through when you are loving and open. If you know you have guides but have felt them absent for a while, realize that the more fear one generates, the less guides can get through, but they never abandon you. So thank them in advance for all they do for you. Thank your body for always being a reflector of how your attitudes and choices and ideas and beliefs are going. The body's constantly manifesting. Thank your body. Tell your body it is your ally. You are willing to learn to listen to it. Now, please decide that you have the right to say yes, please, and no, thank you in your life when appropriate. Returning to what we asked you to be aware of earlier in our conversation today, our lecture today, so to speak, considering something in your life that perhaps you perceive you cannot really relax or feel safe because it is in your life. Decide that you have the right to say yes, please, and no, thank you when appropriate to change your life for the better. Please decide that you are willing to view this thing that perhaps creates anxiety or a sense of unrest, this situation, this dynamic within a particular relationship, this job, this neighborhood, whatever it is, this thing that you perhaps haven't done but are judging yourself because you haven't yet done it, whatever it is. Decide that it is in your life. Decide that you are willing to trust that it's in your life to serve a purpose for you to grow as a human. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Let it reach all parts of your body. And follow it now on a few inhales as it passes through your body. Follow it all the way up your feet to your knees and hips, through your torso to your shoulders, down your arms to your hands and fingertips. And then on the next inhale, all the way up through your neck to your head, to the top of your head, to your crown. Decide, please, that it is safe to relax, to receive insight, guidance, and support. Once again, please decide that you are willing to see all that is in your life as helpful, even if you right away do not know why or how. Ask your guides, ask your intuition, ask your body to help you see what the invitation is. Now, for a moment, if you can, if it is logistically feasible, put a couple of fingertips or your palm on your third chakra, the solar plexus, the belly, above the belly button. This is not that far from the diaphragm. Of course, well, when you were very young, you might think lungs have to do with lungs are all about the breathing. But in fact, the diaphragm is the muscle that inflates these airbags, so to speak, these bladders of air, which are the lungs. So it is a lot about the diaphragm. Some breathing issues, when they manifest in people, can be about fourth chakra issues, the heart, feelings, emotions. And some of them can be third chakra issues about something that is self-respect or something like this that is affecting the diaphragm itself. I want you to decide that you are willing to make decisions that lead to self-respect and create self-care. I want you to decide that you are willing to engage with the world around you. I want you to decide that you can do so without protection, because when you know you're safe, you don't need protection. Please decide that you are willing to be and remain aware of what is happening in the world around you. And make a commitment to yourself, please, to address with a self-interested action and compassion what is imbalanced in your life. What you perhaps need to begin saying yes please to and no thank you to in your own life. So to speak, fixing the thing that doesn't leave you feeling safe. Decide you are willing to do this with compassion. Now decide that any debris that's come up related to any of these issues we've been working on tonight, please gather all of that energy into the center of your field. Decide you cannot possibly use it going forward to tell you who you are. Any guilt, shame, regret, self-doubt, worry, anxiety from the past and present. Decide you cannot possibly use those energies to tell you who you are, and send them down through the cords into the earth, then thank the earth for taking these energies off of your hands. Now, please decide that you are willing to view all parts of yourself with compassion. No matter what you're feeling, thinking, or doing, you will respond with compassion. Decide you are willing to hold space for parts of you that need to be dealt with compassionately. If you, for example, have a damaging behavior or a thought pattern, the part of you, the subpersonality, we could say, that is attached to that, does that thing and has that thought because it perceives there's not enough love. So when you respond to a destructive impulse or a distracting impulse, a negative thought, a negative feeling, a reaction, with love, the part gets love. And over time, you can train yourself out of any habit that you don't enjoy, any reaction, any belief or thought pattern. Decide you are willing to be compassionate with all parts of yourself, to meet them with love. And this brings us to the end of our time together today. Thank you for your time and energy, and we will happily speak with you tomorrow evening. Feel free to spread the word about this work to anyone you know who could use a boost of support and grounding and opening. Take care of yourself and have a good evening.